Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. So today we've got a really interesting show. We're going to be talking about the importance of respecting the process. More than anything, I think people are overvaluing results today. If they don't see results immediately, that immediate gratification of views, likes, shares, conversions, whatever it is, they immediately assume that they're doing something wrong. This is devastating because they're not refining their process and they're not respecting that failure is actually irrelevant. It's just a data point. But I'll capitalize on that and go a little deeper later in the show as we get into it. Right now, I want to acknowledge our awesome creator of the day. So the creator of the day, and we're here on episode 20. It's like really fascinating that I've managed to be this consistent on the podcast, loving that. But someone who I know is all about consistency is my good friend Carlos Gill. Some of you may know Carlos Gill because he is a Snapchat influencer, a video creator. He's been crushing it on YouTube lately. He's always had a strong Twitter game. He's everywhere in social media. And I want to acknowledge him because he's somebody who's doing things a little bit different. He's coming from the corporate world and speaking about the value of social media versus everyone who just wants to be an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or a personality. He is putting things in the context of practical advice from the brand side and the business side, and we don't see nearly enough of that. So I appreciate Carlos and the corporate side of hustle. So I'm going to link up all of his stuff down below. You can pretty much find Carlos Gill everywhere in social media if you go looking for him, but he is the awesome creator of the day. Carlos, big props to what you're doing, man. So let's get into today's show. I talked about respecting the process and not overvaluing results. Don't get me wrong. Results matter. Being able to hit your numbers, being able to hit your metrics, being able to convert revenue, all of those things are important. What I'm getting at is that people don't have enough respect for what it takes to accomplish that. They want the result, but they don't want to go through the pain or the research or the time to understand how to get to that result. I equate it to people who don't want to go to the gym and want to just take weight loss drugs or want to take steroids or want to use any number of shortcuts in exchange for the months and months and sometimes years of sweat and pain and training that having the body that you want or having the level of strength or speed or stamina that you want actually requires. I think that so many people want results but are not willing to truly develop or master skills beforehand. I'll give you a primary example in the context of social media. A lot of people want followers in social media, but they suck at communication. If you suck at communication, you don't communicate well, you don't articulate well, you don't write well, you are not good on camera, then how do you expect to have followers for that? If it's that you are doing visual stuff, but the visuals aren't interesting, why would somebody follow? It's about people wanting to extract all of this value without meritocracy. And that's what's bothering me about this, is that I see it more and more that the results, the glamour, the numbers, the fame, the revenue, the dollars, everything is being glamorized in our society and especially in the Western culture. And I don't think that people have a healthy enough respect for hard work. A lot of people talk about hustle. They talk about it, but they're not actually doing it day in and day out. And they care way too much about the result. I don't delete a YouTube video, guys, if it only gets 1,000 views. Those are 1,000 people that I figured out how to properly communicate to. I just have to figure out how to scale that. It's a data point. Failure is not fatal and success is not final. That's one of my favorite quotes. I believe it was a Churchill quote. And the reason I like that quote is because it's talking about the journey. It's talking about the process. I don't think people respect their own journey. You didn't learn how to do most of the things that you do in your day-to-day life overnight. You just didn't. I mean, if you were to like, can you imagine if when we're learning how to walk, if the fact that we did it 10, 20, 30, 50 times and it didn't produce the outcome of walking, so we said, okay, we're going to stop. We're just going to curl up into the fetal position for the rest of our lives. Most of us wouldn't be walking today. Most of us can walk because we try until. We try until. If you have no physical debility that's stopping you from walking, the reason that you're able as a human being to walk upright and erect on two legs is because you didn't stop until it happened. You didn't stop until you produced that outcome. And it's because you respected the process and what it was going to take. And when you learned to ride a bike, it was the same thing. When you learned to drive a car, it was the same thing. When you learned to write your name, it was the same thing. You didn't stop until the outcome came about. 20 failures, 100 failures were not enough to make you quit. So why is it in anything else that we want, whether it's our career development, whether it's our personal goals, whether it's the health or the lifestyle that we want, or the revenue or the income that we want for ourselves, those job prospects, why is it that we say, oh, I did that for 3 months and it didn't work out, so it's time to quit. Oh, I did that 20, 30, 50 times and it didn't work out, so it's time to quit. What's making us do that? What's making us not respect try until? And I get it. Some of you will say, well, gee, Roberto, that's easy for you to say. It wasn't always that I had everything perfect or that I had everything figured out. There's still a lot of things I don't know. I still do trial and error literally every single day. I attribute the fact that I'm not afraid to fail to probably the overwhelming majority of my success that's not predicated on just hard work or talent or smarts. It's persistence and consistency, and it's not being afraid of failure as an outcome. Failure is going to teach me how to win more than anything. Failure is going to teach me how to win. What a lot of you are taking a lesson from failure is that you're not letting it teach you how to win. You're letting it teach you not to try. I want that to sink in. You're not letting failure teach you how to win. You're letting failure teach you not to even try. And if that's the case, it means you're really not respecting the level of difficulty that the success that you want in life might require. And I want that for you. I want you to enjoy the journey. I want you to just learn from your failures instead of taking them so much to heart and feeling so bloody discouraged. I want you to remember falling flat on your face as a child, and I want you to get over it, because that is what is going to make you successful. That's what's going to make you happy. That's going to produce a result for you. That's going to produce a win. Anything that you want is going to come on the back end of that persistency and that level of effort and knowing when to pivot. A failure might teach you not to, you shouldn't decide that, okay, because I failed, I'm going to eliminate this goal. It's not a worthy goal anymore. It just means that you have to change the process, because I understand that doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, is insanity. I fully appreciate that. So don't do it the same way. Pivot. Do it 10% or 20% differently to see if that's the variable. I mean, do you realize how many times Edison and his apprentice had to go through the light bulb before they got it to work? Do you realize how many times the Wright brothers and everyone else had to fail before we got a viable flying machine? What if they had just stopped? So I need you to not deny yourself the outcome and the value that you can produce because you're getting so discouraged by failure. If failure is so discouraging to you, you need to remap it in your brain to not have an emotional value anymore. I mean, easier said than done, but that's going to be the real answer. The real answer is that you need to love the learning, love the process, learn trying to experiment and get value out of that instead of only siphoning your gratification from the result. Learn to take some gratification and appreciate the process, the journey, the steps that it takes to climb to the top. Because I guarantee you that if you can respect and appreciate your journey a lot more, then you're not going to feel discouraged by the outcomes. I'm more interested in the road and the climb to producing the outcome that I want than the actual outcome of the thing. You realize how much I enjoy making content for you guys, like how much I enjoy doing this podcast, how much I enjoy learning how to use the tools to edit it better, to get the audio quality better, to do the tweaks and to do the things to optimize it. I actually enjoy the process of making this stuff. It's not a chore for me. So maybe you need to do some self-reflection, and if something that you put so much time into is not good enough on its own that you enjoy the process regardless of what it produces for you, then maybe you should reevaluate what you're spending your time on and focus on more enjoyable activities that might produce an outcome. Because you have to be willing to do this regardless of what happens on the other end. You just do. Otherwise, it's going to be discouraging. Otherwise, it's going to be frustrating. But if you actually enjoy it and you actually enjoy the process of learning, the process of growing, the process of doing it, then it's not going to feel that way to you. It's not going to be some chore or crucible, or it's not going to only feel good if you get the desired outcome and result. The process and the check in the box of doing the thing will be more than enough. For me, I'm more excited about knowing that I produced 100 episodes of this podcast 80 episodes from now than I am on it being featured in Inc. or Forbes in the future or anything. It'd be nice if I get that outcome, but I will get that if I do 100 episodes and I do them well, not if I get discouraged every time I do an episode and don't get that acknowledgement. So I think that that's the real answer at the end of the day. The real answer at the end of the day is that you need to be mapping your time, your effort, and energy to what's going to produce results, sure, but what's going to be enjoyable regardless of the results that are produced or not produced. That way, you can maintain consistency. Because if you're getting discouraged, that's going to make it hard to be consistent. So you need to find something that you enjoy enough to do, whether it produces anything for you or not. I mean, a prime example is many of your hobbies, many of the things you spend your time on. You enjoy watching Scandal or Game of Thrones or playing Overwatch or playing StarCraft or whatever it is you're doing, Super Mario Brothers, regardless of whether that produces a dollar for you in life, which for the majority of you, it does not. It does not make your life any easier. It does not in any way make your life better, except for one thing. You enjoy doing it. You're enjoying the experience. You're not getting any ROI out of that other than pure enjoyment and living in the moment. So if something is frustrating to you, start to rethink about it and reframe it and see if you will take any joy from it in the moment or not. And then if it's only as good as the result that is produced, you might need to reevaluate how much time and effort you're putting into that, because you do have a limit on that amount of time. I prioritize, say, the YouTube channel over blogging because I got more results out of that, but I enjoy both. And when I want to blog, I can do it because I know that I enjoy the process regardless of whether it produces a result. Do I do it every day? No, as a result of that. Getting to this podcast. Look, I enjoy the process of doing this podcast so much to where as long as it started to produce something that I felt justified that from a financial standpoint, even if it wasn't more successful or equal to what I was doing over in YouTube, I'd go to doing daily on the podcast. So, you know, if we got to a point to where like Patreon support for the podcast, if we got to the point to where the affiliate links or other things, or we got sponsors on a regular basis, I enjoy the podcast enough. And you guys, I enjoy the feedback from you enough to where, you know, the few of you that are very loyal and leave comments or tweet at me, I would just go ahead and do it every day if it felt like it was producing something monetarily that could even begin. It wouldn't even have to justify it. It'd be that if I just felt like I was making anything reasonable financially off the podcast, I'd just do it every day because I actually enjoy it that much. And I can spare 15 minutes, 20 minutes to do a podcast. Not a big deal. Not a big ask. So that's real to me. In the same way that doing live streaming conversations with you guys. Guys, most of the time when I do live streams, unless I'm doing it on YouTube, I don't make money. But if I do it on Facebook or Twitter, like sometimes some of you either join my like private group thing or you become a consulting client. But I rarely make money off of live streaming on Twitter and Periscope these days compared to YouTube. And why do I still do it pretty much every week? Because I actually enjoy talking to you guys. I enjoy the back and forth. I enjoy the Q&A. I enjoy you guys stimulating ideas and growth in me. So it's a matter of process over results, because results are a byproduct. If you don't prioritize the process, you can't hope to have a good result, because the result is what's going to produce the outcome. The result is just a byproduct of the process. It is. It's a byproduct. So the process has to be the priority. More than anything, the process, the journey has to be the priority for you guys. It's just the most practical thing there is. And that's my real answer. I mean, the process of things that I had to learn to be successful are the culmination of 30 years of life experience. I needed every single one of those things in order to be where I am. And so I think that we neglect how important just taking that self-audit, that self-evaluation is. And I think we neglect to ask ourselves whether we actually enjoy these things that we're doing, regardless of what happens on the back end, regardless of what it produces in terms of a byproduct. Do we actually enjoy this stuff that we're spending our time in? Are we only doing it if we get something out of it specifically? And I would love some feedback from you guys. So either leave that in the comments if you're here in SoundCloud, or definitely tweet that at me at Roberto Blake, because I'd love to continue this conversation and know what your thoughts on are. In terms of some takeaway advice from this, take a step back and really think about, on a scale of 1 to 10, the things that you do, the 5 most important things that you think are a priority right now. I want you to take out a piece of paper and I want you to think about how much you actually enjoy doing them on a scale of 1 to 10. And I want you to reevaluate your priorities based on that. So that's my challenge to you today. Hopefully this advice helps. Guys, if you have questions or comments, always reach out to me in social media. I'm usually at Roberto Blake everywhere. And I really just really dig doing this podcast with you guys. More than anything, I actually do want to do this more often. And if I could get to a point of doing this 3 times a week, I think that would be amazing. So let me know if that's something you're looking forward to. Anyway, this has been your host, Roberto Blake, and hopefully I've helped you create something awesome today. Take care.